1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. This is the show. Probably one you've heard a lot about. In any event, several ads have been taken out in a lot of newspapers, several major newspapers here in Los Angeles over the last couple of days, by a young man, 28 years of age. He is a in marketing, telemarketing in Hermosa Beach. His name is Chris Norton, and the ad basically states that he would like to offer his services as a surrogate father to any Hollywood female celebrity actress starlet who wants to cash in on what he calls the latest craze, single motherhood. And now we're going to get him on the phone here and explain just exactly what do you mean, Chris, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show about single motherhood.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hendry. What I'm talking about is a lot of single women in Hollywood are getting pregnant because they don't want a husband to complicate their raising of their kids, since women understand that men just really have no clue. I mean, I agree to a certain extent that men are not as good raising children as women, and a lot of women in Hollywood right now are doing that. The example most recently, I think, is Celine Dion, who now is pregnant, is going to have a kid with no father.
And wait a minute. Celine Dion is married and has a husband.
Yes, she is married. She does has a husband, but that guy is going to be dead soon. I mean, that guy is going to be dead. So she knows she got a hold of him long enough to get some of his, you know, stuff, and now she's pregnant, but he's going to be dead soon.
So Celine Dion knows she's, well, I guess you could be right. She knows she's going to be raising a kid without a father.
And all I'm saying is, and what I said in the advertisements that I took out is that Rosie O'Donnell's done it, Madonna has done it, Catherine Zeta-Jones has done it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is going to be married to Michael Douglas.
Well, I mean, if you want, that's not a done deal, you know. I mean, she's pregnant, I guess, but that's not a done deal. Julie Cypher, I mean, she's a lesbian, but that's not the same thing. Okay.
Julie Cypher is the woman who lives with, is the companion of Melissa Etheridge, right?
That's right, and they claim they got David Crosby to give over. And that dude's hard on the eyes, but he didn't have sex with her, okay? And, I mean, at least that's what they say, he didn't have sex with her. But that's just what they're saying, okay? I think he did have sex with her.
Well, all right, well, whatever. I mean, it's you know, there's two women raising a child there.
Yeah, but that's not a man, okay?
You mentioned Nicole Kidman. What about her?
Well, same thing. Nicole Kidman, she has adopted kids, but no real ones. And that dude, Cruz, I don't think he's getting it done. So she don't have no real kids.
She has adopted children. What do you mean Cruz isn't getting it done?
Well, obviously, you know.
Well, let me ask you something, Chris. So what you're doing is you're offering your services as a surrogate father only to Hollywood starlets or whatever, right? How do you know that you can impregnate a woman?
Because Phil, I had a. And by the way, Nicole Kidman is so hot. If Tom Cruise can't get no real kids, there must be something wrong. Okay, because he can't get no real kids.
All right, let's move past Tom Cruise, okay?
Yes, sir. I just want to make that point.
Okay, let's move past that. How do you know you can get a woman pregnant?
Because I had a full physical to see if I could make kids, and they did. I don't know what it's called, like a sac scan.
And what is a sac scan?
They were counting it up.
You mean a sperm count?
Yes, sir. Okay, a sperm count.
And I don't know of a sac scan, okay?
Well, they scan your sac area to see if you can get some sperm going or something. I don't know, man.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, they said that I was very, very viral. They told me that I...
Are you reading this stuff?
Yes, sir.
Just tell me in your own words, okay?
They said that I was viral.
You mean viral?
They said I could make kids. They told me that I was highly potent. Okay, and Mr. Henry, I know many young actresses don't want no husbands, but they want to have a baby, and I would like to say that I'm really potent, and I'm also very good looking, so I'm not so hard on the eyes like David Crosby, who's really hard on the eyes, and I would be, I think, you know, really potent for them. All right.
Well, you're not. First of all, you're talking about David Crosby, hard on the eyes, and all this stuff. Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher, they made the decision to have Mr. Crosby be the biological father because he's a musician.
Well, I know that,
you're not a musician?
No, but I'm not. But many good-looking guys with very little talent have made it far in the music business, and I have the looks, okay?
Who's got a lot of good looks and no talent making it in the music business?
Well, I mean, look at that Bon Jovi cat. I mean, look at Eddie Vedder. You know, I mean, Eddie Vedder is not, who thinks he's the next Jim Morrison.
Bon Jovi and Eddie Vedder. A lot of people disagree with you on Eddie Vedder, maybe Bon Jovi.
No, that guy's not the next Jim Morrison. All that guy, you know, crying and everything, and just bitching about stuff all the time is all he do.
Who, Eddie Vedder? Or?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder. All he does is bitch. And Goo Goo Dolls, that dude, John Resnick, I mean, he's with the Goo Dolls. I have good looks.
John Resnick is with the Goo Goo Dolls. You had it right the first time. He's not with the Goo Dolls.
I have good looks, so I can help make powerful babies, is all I'm saying.
All right, hold on for a minute here, Chris. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This guy took an ad out in several major papers today in Los Angeles. And in the ad, he states that he wants to be the surrogate father of any children that Hollywood movie stars, the way he puts it, want to have. Female Hollywood movie stars. He brings up Rosie, Madonna, and other women who he says are examples of single motherhood. Now, you went today and you had... By the way, in your ad, you say sack scan. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm aware of that.
So you made a mistake. That's supposed to be sperm count.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, it looks pretty stupid. Here in the ad, it says, I've had a full physical, which included a sack scan. Okay?
I don't know what you want me to do. I mean,
Well, you know, you may call the papers and rewrite the advertising stuff in there.
All I'm saying is...
And the Goo Goo Dolls, John Resnick is a handsome guy. He's also a very talented guy, okay?
No, that guy's got no talent, man. The Goo Dolls have no business, man. They used to be like a power trio. They were like a Green Day or something. They whipped out, man, and they're doing all those tunes. I don't want to be here forever, because I know that you won't understand. That song is bad. And there's a lot of other songs that are bad. I'd like, because of how potent I am, I would not have no trouble. I could do it one time, and the woman would probably have twins.
You also mentioned Ricky Martin as a guy with a lot of looks and no talent.
Oh, hands down, man. I mean, nobody's going to argue with that one.
All right, now what does this mean, you only have to do it one time?
I think that even if a woman's not of you...
ovulating?
Right. My sperm will still hang around until she does. So that's how potent I believe that I is.
Did a doctor tell you that? Did a doctor actually say to you, hey, man, you're so potent that even if a woman isn't ovulating, your sperm's going to hang around and wait for the egg to drop down?
The doctor didn't tell me that, but the nurse told me that I was very, very, very potent, and she said I was very, very good looking. And those two things together...
Make what, man? Make John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, you know?
I'm just saying, a lot of guys have gone a long way.
All right, but you were putting him down for not having any talent. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, San Antonio. Hello? San Antonio, hello? San Antonio. Goodbye. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
That guy is just a pig, Phil. I mean, first of all, I don't know who would want his sperm. He's an idiot. He can't even pronounce the word sex correctly. He doesn't even know how to talk. I don't think anybody of any class would want his sperm anyway.
Well, I'm talking about Hollywood movie stars. I'm not talking to you.
Well, I don't care who you're talking to. Nobody would want your sperm. The highest class is the lowest class.
Are you speaking for Nicole Kidman? Are you speaking for Madonna? Are you speaking for Julie Seifert? No.
I'm speaking for any woman who has any sense, and those women obviously have some sense.
How do they obviously have sense?
Because
they're rich, and you're not, and they don't need
your sperm. They have husbands, they have lovers,
Rosie O'Donnell don't have no husband. Madonna don't have no husband. You know? I mean, what I'm saying is that more and more women don't want no men to be their fathers, and I agree with it. I don't think men are the best fathers.
So you're going to sell out men, say that we make lousy fathers, and you're just going to be a stud service? Is that it?
Hey, you know,
who's going to want his sperm.
Read it and weep, man.
We'd be going backwards in the human
humanity. Read it and weep. I have potency. I also have good looks. You don't have to have it.
And you won't be hanging around to raise the kid.
No, man. I mean, I'm not... That's not what I'm about, you know.
What are you about? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to hook up with Nicole Kidman and give her, as you say, a real kid?
Because I'm very good looking.
No, but why do you want to be with Nicole Kidman? That may be why she wants to be with you. Why do you want to be with her?
Are you kidding? I mean, that's the most awesomest thing that's going, man. Have sex with Nicole Kidman. I mean, that's...
So it's about having sex with as many heavy-hitting, high-rolling women in Hollywood as you can.
Phil, has he ever had sex with a woman in Hollywood?
What's your question? I can answer my own questions.
She asked, have you ever had sex with a woman in Hollywood?
Yes, I have.
A who? Famous woman? Or not a hooker?
Yes, I have.
Oh, like
I don't
who?
Need no hookers, okay? I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, right. Like who?
You know what? Wouldn't you like to know?
No, I I'd like to know who, because I'd like to know who's the idiot.
You want to know something?
What?
I'm not about to say her name.
Because there's nobody, because you're lying.
No, I'm going to protect her, okay?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, she probably needs, if she did, she needs your protection. Who the hell would be stupid enough to have sex with you?
All I'm going to say is that I think the world would be a better place if there were about 20 or 30 guys like me running around.
Oh,
unfortunately,
please.
I'm the only one.
You're an idiot.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's name is Chris Norton. He's taken out ads in three or four major papers in L.A., basically offering himself as a sex surrogate for Hollywood movies, female Hollywood movie stars, says the ad copy. And the reason why he's doing this is he says more and more women are becoming single mothers. More and more Hollywood women are becoming single mothers. And he has really potent sperm, and he had a sack scan today. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to a guy who has taken out ads in the L.A. papers today, offering his services as a sex surrogate to any movies, female Hollywood movie star, as he puts it, who'd like to have a kid and not have to and raise it as a single mother. So you have no interest, Mr. Norton, in raising the child?
No, I do not.
All right. Now, here's my question for you. Why do you think that you would make good kids?
Well, because there wouldn't be any tards, there would be no mongos, there wouldn't be no.
What do you mean by tard and a mongo?
Because I have good DNA.
And what is a tard and a mongo?
I mean like a retarded kid or something, or somebody with mongoloid. And I also have really good skin. So that's number one. And number two is I wouldn't be interfering in the raising of the kid, because since I don't want to be around the kid, that's all.
You just want to have sex with Nicole Kidman for one night, and she's married, too.
I think that'd be pretty awesome, but, I mean, I don't want to mess up what they got going on, either.
So you think Nicole Kidman's going to answer your ad, call you up and say, come on over here and make a baby with me?
I think it's about 50-50. It depends on whether he's in town or not.
Who, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, but if you wanted to watch or whatever, I mean, I don't know, I can get into
it. Okay, man. Here is Omaha on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I can't believe this. With the mentality that you're showing, I can't imagine any woman that would even spend the time even talking about it. And every female that's got a brain cell that's functioning should certainly have a chastity belt and double lock.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about any female. I'm talking about Hollywood movie stars, which you ain't one, so I don't know if you know anything about it, but there are a lot of them who are having babies right now.
Oh, yeah, and that's really cool. They can raise a kid with no father. They don't need any male to show them what life is really about.
No, because a lot of them know how to raise a kid by themselves. They don't have to have
Baloney.
No man.
Baloney. What?
Okay.
What kind of an example do they have set for them other than the female? It's such a sick thing you're talking about.
No.
I can't believe you're on the air talking about it.
Talk to Rosie O'Donnell about it. Talk to Madonna about it. They have a better...
Oh, I know, and that's cool.
They know how to raise kids. They know how to raise kids. Why do they want to have a man mess it up?
And you know she raises them. She's got a nanny. She's got somebody else taking care of them. You know, even the animals have more class than what you're talking about.
Well, why don't you talk to Rosie O'Donnell then, okay?
Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm offering up my sperm, which is very powerful.
Oh, I tell you, if you gave me your sperm on a golden platter, I'd flush it down the toilet. I wouldn't want anything to do with it.
Okay, I have a question, okay? How old are you?
What difference does it make?
Because if you were even like 70, my sperm's so powerful, what, I could make a baby with you.
Oh, wicked God, die and leave you in charge.
You think I'm kidding or something? Because the doctors told me I had a full sex scan and they told
but
me.
But I bet they also told you at the same time you didn't have two brain cells that were working.
I'm talking about that. I'm going to go. Well, if you ever want to, yes. Did she hang up?
Yes, she did. And you think you are so hot, man, that you could make love to a 70-year-old woman?
I think that there's a possibility, yeah. And that's on account of the fact that my sperm is powerful, according to the doctors that told me about it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm just getting it together here. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing tonight, Phil?
Fine, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I just had a comment for this fellow on the other end here.
I'm right here, man.
Just was wondering, that ad you took out of the newspaper, what prompted you to do that?
Well, because I was sitting around with some friends of mine after I had the sex scan, and they said to me that I could probably charge up to $250,000 per spunk if I needed to, but I just want a better society, that's all I'm saying.
$50,000 per spunk?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, them people over in Hollywood, they got more money than they know what to do with. And I could figure that they would be willing to find somebody other than somebody like you and add a newspaper to get themselves pregnant with, you know, like a fertility doctor or something like that.
Well, that's true, and I think they should be allowed to try that. But if they want to save some money, man, because all I'm charging is $50,000 per spunk.
Yeah, but since when do they care about money? They go out and spend $25,000 or $30,000 on a cake, man. They don't care about money.
That's true. But one thing that I can't offer them is most of these women really would rather have artificial insemination, but I'm so good-looking that they could have sex with me.
Well, I just think it's a big bunch of bunk, but that's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion. I appreciate that, you know, but you got to come out to Hollywood and see a lot of these Hollywood movie star female people. Well,
I got another question, if I could, right quick. I seen in one of the National Enquirers that Madonna's pregnant. Did you do that?
Hey, man, don't I wish, you know.
I guess you don't need your services then. Have a good evening, bud.
Okay, man, take it easy.
Thank you for your call, sir. Yeah, we ought to ask you that, Chris. Did you get Madonna pregnant?
Don't I wish. But I'll tell you what, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I wouldn't but tell you.
But you didn't, because you just said.
No, I did not say that. I said, don't I wish.
Did you?
I can't say.
Because why?
It's a secret. I'm just saying, Mr. Henry, and
What? The ad you placed, I'll give you more spunk for your buck. I mean,
That's just letting them know, okay? That's letting the women know.
And so Nicole Kidman, man, she's gonna. Hey, look at this, Tom. Here's a guy that'll give me more spunk for my buck. 50,000 bucks for two shots.
Yeah.
And she's going to get right on the phone and call you up, man.
I could shoot a cup or a cup and a half if needed. But
okay, I don't want to know about it, man. Do you understand? I don't want to know about it. You got an ad here that you took out in the newspaper.
Well, what's the problem, man? All I'm trying to do is
You're some kind of a freaking narcissist, dude. You're some kind of a guy that's so whack, you don't know what's up. You think that you're so powerful and sexy. It's nuts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Henry, I don't think you understand that what I'm offering is to be the surrogate father, and these women don't have to have no man.
Yeah, I know. They don't have to have any man in their life. Here's Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. What really gets me is, if he's so gorgeous and all that, why the hell does he have to put an ad in the paper? You know,
well, how else am I going to meet Madonna or Rosie O'Donnell? See?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you're just... I can't see any woman wanting to...
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 185.
You can bench 250.
I benched 250. I had a full sac scan, or I mean like a sperm count.
Who told you it was called a sac scan?
The doctor was talking about how he was going to give me a sac scan.
That was probably him being joking around, okay? It's called a sperm count.
Okay, but I mean, the fact is I'm blonde, I'm very good looking, I'm very, very good looking, because a lot of women tell me that. I have great sexual energy, and I'm a good lover. And that's why I think that rather than have artificial insemination, most women would want to be with me to have their kid.
Well, you're going to want to go after some single women, because the women that you mentioned here, other than Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna, they're all married. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Chris Norton, a guy who's taken out ads in the LA, three LA papers today saying that he wants to be a surrogate father for Hollywood female movie stars. And that means that he's very potent and he'll have sex with them. And he believes that he can have sex with them just once and they'll have a baby. And even if a woman isn't ovulating, his sperm will hang around and wait till the egg drops. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Boy, I'd like to meet the doctor that told you that. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, that's what's wrong with today's kids now. That's why a lot of kids are in foster care, because they don't have fathers. They need that male role model. My kids' fathers are in their lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it means something very special to wake up and see their father at home. And as he comes home to greet him from work.
Well,
you know,
nowadays
they need fathers.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. But most of these movie stars of Hollywood, they don't want no men. They want to be single mothers, you know.
Well, why would you contribute to a downfall in society?
Well, because it would be an opportunity for me to have sex with, like, Madonna, which I never have had before.
Okay, for one, when you donate your sperm, you go to the sperm bank. You don't have sex with the person that you're donating sperm. And for two, when a woman goes to a sperm bank, they look for an intelligent man.
Well, I mean,
okay? And
it's
so
not
what
about a sperm bank. I'm offering my body so that they can have sex with me and not have to have no artificial insemination.
Why would they do that when they could have any man in Hollywood that's worth something?
Because most guys will attach strings to it. I won't attach no strings. They can have sex with me, and then they can go on their merry way and pop out a kid, and I won't want
to
be with the kid or nothing.
Yeah, and one other thing.
You have nothing to offer, honey. Looks aren't all that. It's intelligence. What about intelligence? I've listened to you for 10 minutes on the radio, and I almost gagged to death.
What are you talking about? What I'm offering is I am very good looking. I've had a full sac scan, which means I've got a high sperm count. I can bench press 250 pounds. I'm very
good. That doesn't mean anything. I want a man for my children, a father for my children that has some kind of sense upstairs.
But, I mean, what if you didn't want to have no husband? That's what a lot of these Hollywood women don't want. Any man
yeah,
that says,
okay, if
any
I were to pick a man, he would have some kind of common sense, for one.
Any man that's as good-looking as I am is cursed with the desire to create a better society by sleeping with, like, supermodels and famous women. That's what my lot in life is.
No, that's what's wrong with this society now. That's what's wrong with society now. Everybody doesn't have morals. What about the morals? What about the family life?
I mean, I'm totally into it. I'm totally down with you and everything.
No, I don't think so.
The women that want to have babies, they don't have no husbands. So I step in and blast away, you know.
What do you mean blast away?
I mean spunk central, man. And she's laughing because she's not a Hollywood movie star, so she don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not. But you know what? I have a husband and I have a father for my children, and I just want more than that to make $1 million a year.
Hold on for a minute. Would you please back off the phone?
What?
Back away from the phone, man. I can hear you almost. I can hear spit running down your throat.
I'm sorry.
All right, ma'am.
I mean, I could get paid, I mean, as much as the president or any highest-paid movie star, but I would rather have a family and teach my children right and have a husband
well,
for my
hey,
family.
Well, hey, talk to Rosie O'Donnell about that, man. Don't look at me.
You're bringing her up. She's adopting children.
All right. Very good point. She is. Thank you. Here is San Clemente on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
She was making some good points, Phil, but I couldn't agree on being the father part.
So, yeah, thanks a lot. San Clemente, go ahead.
Hi. My question to the heavy breather is, why would Madonna or Rosie O'Donnell pay him when they can go and get any guy for free?
Because, first of all I have to do is sleep with them once, and I guarantee they'll be pregnant. That's
number
one.
How do you guarantee that? Have you slept with, like, 20 women, gotten them all pregnant?
Well, no, because I use protection, okay? But I have been told by a couple of the doctors that I went to after I had my sperm count done that I have really super sperm.
Did you impregnate the doctors?
Well, whatever. You know, if they were female, I'm willing to give it a shot.
And all guys have a super sperm. That's why there's billions of kids running around.
Yeah, but not after sleeping one time.
To believe these doctors who say you have super sperm. When
if
Madonna
I slept with them one time, okay.
Sleep with any guy she wants to for free.
Is that why she had sex with a gardener?
A gardener who's gorgeous and probably doesn't breathe heavy on the phone.
Guess what? I'm better looking than him.
Whatever.
Yeah,
according to you.
Yeah, I am, baby.
She can get any guy she wants.
Hey,
why would Nicole Kidman want to sleep with you when she has Tom Cruise
there? I'm better looking than Tom Cruise, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If you saw me, you'd want to have sex with me.
I doubt it very much.
I'm 28 years old. How old are you?
You can't even string a sentence together intelligently. You breathe heavy on the phone.
Whatever. I've got a sinus problem. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but well, how old are you?
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you're old.
Oh, whatever.
You probably want to hang with me and check out my spunk.
Oh, I doubt it.
But you know what? You haven't got the money for it, so why are we even talking?
I don't need money. I can go anywhere and get a good-looking guy.
Not if you wanted to have a good-looking baby.
I'm going to have a good-looking baby anyway.
Doubt it.
And it's not all about looks. What about intelligence?
It's not about looks? Then how come people want to, carry babies and stuff? Because they're cute. You're going to punch out a baby that looks like something that, you know, the cat drug in, and nobody's going to want to hug it.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I guarantee it.
You have no idea. You're so warped.
No, I'm just saying.
Kind of education do you have? What kind of education do you have?
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Santa Monica High.
To high school.
Uh-huh.
That's all. So Madonna could go to UCLA and get some PhD guy who's gorgeous, too.
Hey, I'm talking about how good-looking I am, and she can raise the kid
name
she wants.
There are guys who are good-looking and smart.
Well, check it out. You could have sex with me, and you'll have a baby the next day. And I could leave a cup of spunk.
Never mind the 9 months.
Hey, check it out. I could leave a cup of spunk on Madonna's bedstand overnight. She'd wake up pregnant. That's how powerful my sperm is.
She wouldn't want to. If she met you, she'd be disgusted.
Get out of here. Put a cup on the bedstand.
This chick doesn't get what's going down, man. She don't know what time it is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call. Dude, you are living in just a dreamland over here. Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I to take it that you charge for your services?
$50,000 per spunk.
Okay. Well, doesn't that make you a prostitute and also stupid enough to advertise it in the newspaper?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you do realize that prostitution is against the law.
Not really. Not if it's for sexual purposes.
Prostitution is for sexual purposes. Do you get it?
First of all, she doesn't know what she's talking about. This is for having a baby. It's not about having no pleasure, although I am good in bed.
Well, you're advertising that you want to sleep with them, not just donate your sperm. So that makes you a prostitute.
If they want to sleep with me, that ain't no prostitute. The goodness of my cess is that they can have my cess, but it'll cost for the spunk. So that's technically not prostitution.
Technically, I think it is.
No, you're not a cop. You don't know. And the goodness of my sass is a bonus to the baby-making side. And
God, you are a moron, man. Everything you're saying, just one dumb thing after the next. The goodness of your sex, the baby-making side. You are a moron.
Thank you.
Thank you?
Look, $50,000 to take the rib Trojan off is all I'm saying, baby. How about it?
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think so.
$50,000 and I'll slip it off.
I don't think so.
So you're not even interested. You're not even interested in having a good-looking kid.
I'm not interested in having a kid at all.
Oh, are you the other kind?
What?
Are you the other kind?
That really doesn't matter.
You are, aren't you?
Let's put it this way.
You're the other kind of person. That's okay, man. I don't put you people down at all.
This is a very bad society that we have right now.
You roll your own?
And bringing an extra mouth to feed into it is a little bit stupid.
Let me just ask you this.
Especially with someone who's as moronic as you are.
Okay, you can insult me, but let me ask you a question. Do you like pink salmon?
Excuse me?
Do you like pink salmon?
I have a feeling that you're getting a little bit vulgar.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm just
asking.
But then
again, I did call in, so
no, no.
I guess it's
I'm just
my
asking
fault
the question.
Doing,
do, you eat, do, you eat, do you eat your lunch in Box Canyon? Hello?
Okay, he's starting to insult you, ma'am.
Yes, I know. And,
no, does she eat her lunch in Box Canyon?
We know what you're asking, and the lady doesn't want to answer you. Thank you very much.
You wear a female
no
mullet? How about cowboy boots?
All right, thank you. 50,000 per spunk. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. What is my name? Phil Hendry Show. Hi. Phil Hendry here. We have a radio show here that we do every day, Monday through Friday, and this show is as real as any on the air. Most talk radio, and when I say most talk radio, I'm talking about just about 99.999% of it is as phony as a $3 bill. The hosts only care about keeping their jobs through the next rating book. The callers only care about getting on the air to get the approval of the host. The listeners, for the most part, are conned into believing that the host and the callers are discussing important subjects and that they care about their country or their society or their kids or their schools or anything like that. What our show basically exposes is the inherent phoniness of all of that. And as a result of that, I say that our show is as real, if not more real, than anything out there. And the very radio shows that tell you that they're not contrived are the most contrived. They are the single most contrived. So if you are new to our radio show and you don't get it, tough. You're going to have to sit there and figure it out or bug off, go listen to somebody else, because we ain't about to explain it to you. You're just going to have to sit there, figure the show out, or go listen to something else that's going to be a little bit easier on your ears, a little bit more spoon-fed. And we wish you the very best. Now, I want to remind you and remember myself that I'm going to a beach fest coming up this Saturday. It's the 19th annual beach fest coming June 17th at the Long Beach Marina Green. Broadcasting live with many other folks will be me. We'll have a meeting of the mouths. A beach fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival. Really? It's the largest food and music festival. Then I'm there. They better be telling me the truth. The largest food and music festival in Southern California. Is that right? And it's home of the world-famous chili cook-off. Anyway, you can win tickets, fax your name, address, and mention you heard this on the Phil Hendry Show to 213-487-0058, 213-487-0058. That's the Beach Fest coming up on June 17th at the Long Beach Marina Green. And then the next day I'm out of here. I'm on vacation. We are, where are we going? I forget, but I'm sure the pilot will tell us when I get on the plane. We're going where? Colorado. You guys aren't, you're going to the Colorado River. Nick Cohen is here. By the way, tomorrow really starts work day. Today you've been just dogging it, man. You ain't coming in tomorrow? Wednesday.
Yeah.
You've been dogging it here lately, but you guys are going to the Colorado River. I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I'm coming here. That's my big vacation. Okay, this is by request.
I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Now I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
Give it to me, Bill. I got chlamydia. So plug it in.
Phil Henry.
Just totally asinine.
I wouldn't give for a good ocean blow.
Phil